All right, so are you ready to dive deep into making cat travel stress-free?
That's fun.
We're going to help you get ready for that big trip with your furry little friend.
Your feline companion.
Yeah, and hopefully make it perfectly smooth.
That's a good one.
So we've got a great blog post here from the Kitty Kiosk Cat Blog.
It's called Traveling with Your Cat, Tips for a Stress-Free Journey.
Very appropriate.
Yeah, and it's all based on the author's own experiences traveling with their three cats.
Lily.
Louie.
And Rosie.
That's right. So we're getting like real world advice here, not just textbook theory.
The best kind.
Exactly.
I think we've all seen it. Those cats that just like freak out.
Oh, yeah.
At the mere sight of their carrier.
I know.
But the blog really emphasizes how important it is to make that carrier a safe space before the trip.
Well, yeah. I mean, if you think about it, cats are all about having control.
And predictability.
Yeah. So if you just like leave the carrier out.
Right.
Maybe toss in their favorite blankie or a toy or two.
Yeah.
You're basically removing that fear of the unknown.
Makes sense.
It becomes just another part of their territory. You know?
Yeah, like a little cat condo.
Exactly.
The blog also mentions something that I've definitely run into.
Okay.
Feeding your cat right before a trip.
Oh.
Not a good idea.
No. Especially if your cat gets car sick.
Like Lily and Louie, apparently.
Oh, yeah. They had a rough time on early morning vet trips. Poor things.
So the takeaway here is basically a full stomach just equals more motion sickness potential.
Right. So you want to withhold food for a couple of hours before you head out.
Makes sense. Now, speaking of those car trips,
yeah,
the blog talks about how important the destination is.
Oh, interesting.
Rosie used to associate car trips with the vet.
Of course, who wouldn't?
Yeah. But they started taking her to her grandparents' house.
Ooh.
Where she got treats and cuddles.
That's smart.
And it totally changed her whole perception of car rides.
It's all about positive reinforcement.
Right.
I mean, you don't have to have a party at every stoplight.
But making some car trips fun will help.
Yeah, it helps them build a better association.
Makes you think if you could apply that to other things, cats find stressful too.
Oh, for sure.
Now, Lily and Louie.
The motion sickness duo.
Yeah, apparently they were way calmer in the carrier when they traveled together.
Oh, that's so cute.
I guess they have their own little support system.
Yeah, but I don't think that would work for all cats.
Probably not.
Some cats would hate being in a carrier together.
Yeah, true. It really depends on their relationship.
Yeah. Are they cuddle buddies or do they fight at every opportunity?
Important to think about.
It is. You got to know your cat.
So another tip from the blog is elevating the carrier so your cat can see out.
Oh, I've heard that. But why does that help?
Right. I never really got it.
Yeah.
Well, apparently it might help with nausea.
Oh, interesting.
Like how looking at the horizon helps us.
And it gives them something to do.
You know?
Right, instead of just staring at the inside of a box.
Exactly, mental stimulation.
It's like their own personal entertainment system.
I love that.
Now let's talk about those cats that, let's just say they're guaranteed pukers.
Oh, no.
The blog had an interesting suggestion for that.
Okay, I'm intrigued.
They said, if your cat is going to puke no matter what,
yeah.
Have someone hold them during the trip.
To contain the mess.
Exact.
Bold strategy.
But obviously safety is key.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Imagine a cat loose in a moving car.
Yikes.
So this is only if the person is comfortable and the cat is chill.
Yeah, otherwise stick to the carrier.
Always the safest bet. Okay, so packing.
Essential.
The blog recommends bringing familiar food.
Okay.
A portable litter box.
Makes sense.
And some of your cat's favorite toys or comfort items.
Sorry.
All about routine, right?
Minimizing disruption.
And they had this really clever tip about packing a familiar smelling blanket.
Oh, that's good.
So they have that scent of home.
Even in a new place.
I love that.
Me too. Okay, so once you're actually on the road.
Hitting the pavement.
The blog really stresses securing the carrier properly. Of course, safety first.
And staying calm yourself.
Because cats pick up on our energy.
Big time. If we're stressed, they'll be stressed.
Exactly. So deep breaths, calm voices, you know.
Relaxed vibes only.
That's the motto.
And the blog also mentioned Philly Way spray.
Oh, yeah. Have you heard of that?
I haven't really.
So it's a spray that mimics those pheromones that mother cats release to calm their kittens.
Oh, wow.
So if you spray a bit inside the carrier.
Yeah.
It can make your cat feel safe and relaxed.
Oh, I like that.
It's pretty cool.
So we've covered car travel prep.
Road trip ready.
But what about air travel?
Ooh, yeah, that's a whole other ballgame.
Right.
We'll dive into that more later.
Okay, good.
But the blog really emphasized one thing.
What's that?
Getting your cat used to the carrier before the airport. Chaos.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Put them in the carrier, carry them around at home.
Right.
So it's not a total shock when you're dealing with security and crowds and everything else.
Yeah, that's smart.
Desensitize. Yeah.
Okay, so let's say you've finally made it to your destination.
Vacation time.
What's the best way to help your cat adjust to this new place?
Well, the blog recommends setting up a safe space as soon as you arrive.
Okay.
Quiet corner, familiar litter box, food, water, and a comfy bed.
Like their own little vacation suite.
Exactly. And sticking to the regular routine can help too.
Yeah, makes sense.
Think of it this way. We need time to unpack and unwind after a trip, right?
Of course.
Cats do too.
Familiar routines provide comfort.
Exactly.
And finally, the Kitty Kiosk Cat blog had some really important safety reminders.
Okay, like what?
Never, ever leave your cat alone in a parked car.
Seriously, folks, don't do it.
Temperatures can get dangerously hot.
Even on a mild day.
So dangerous.
Yeah, and they also mentioned microchipping and ID tags.
In case your cat makes a run for it.
Right. Even indoor cats can panic in a new place.
True.
Those precautions are so important.
They can be lifesavers.
Literally.
So as we wrap up this first part of our deep dive, it's clear that preparation and familiarization are key to making cat travel stress-free.
Absolutely.
You know, understand your cat's needs, take those proactive steps, and you can make the journey smoother for everyone.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
We'll dive into some more tips and tricks in the next part.
Can't wait.
But for now, happy travels.
To you and your furry friends. You know, one thing that really stuck out to me about the Kitty Kiosk Cat blog?
What's that?
They addressed those, like, kind of awkward questions.
Oh, yeah.
The ones we all have as cat owners.
Mm-hmm.
But don't necessarily want to ask.
Makes sense.
Like, what about letting your cat roam free in the car?
Oh, yeah, like a little co-pilot.
Yeah. Is that ever? Okay.
I've seen people do it, but it seems risky.
Yeah. The blog author is very firm on this one.
Okay.
Hard no.
Really?
Yeah, it's just not safe.
For the cat or for the driver?
Exactly. The cat could get underfoot.
Or distract the driver.
Yeah, it's the hazard all around.
Can you imagine a cat batting at the gear shift?
Oh, my gosh. No, thank you.
So a carrier is always the safest bet.
Always. But they did have a suggestion.
Okay.
For cats that just totally panic at the sight of a carrier.
Yeah.
Try a little test run.
A test run.
Yeah, in a stationary car.
Okay.
See how they react to being held or maybe just sitting on someone's lap while the car's not moving.
Oh, like a little preview?
Yeah, exactly. To help them acclimate.
I like it. Now, what about sedating your cat for travel?
Good question. The blog was pretty cautious about that.
Okay.
They recommend it only as a last resort.
Makes sense.
And always talk to your vet first.
Right, of course.
They pointed out that a lot of cats travel just fine without medication.
Yeah.
And sedatives can have weird side effects sometimes.
So it's a risk-benefit thing.
It is. Talk to your vet about your specific cat.
Now, for those of us who've dealt with cat car sickness.
The Technicolor yawn.
Exactly. The blog had some good prevention tips.
Like what?
Keep those initial trips short.
Yeah, little by little.
Help them get used to it.
Acclimate.
And obviously don't feed them right before.
Full stomach equals bad news.
And make sure that carrier is secure.
Yeah, a bumpy ride will make things worse.
Good advice all around, but beyond the practical stuff.
Yeah.
I really liked how the blog focused on the cat's emotional experience.
Oh, I know it's not just about getting from point A to point B.
Right. It's about making the journey as stress-free as possible.
Absolutely. And they made a really important point.
Which is?
Each cat is an individual.
Oh, yeah. Of course.
Some cats are natural travelers.
And some just aren't.
Exactly. Yep. So there's no one-size-fits-all approach.
It's about tuning into your cat's personality.
And those little stress signals.
Which can be subtle.
You really have to pay attention.
That's what makes this blog so great.
I know.
It encourages cat owners to really understand their cat.
To be observant.
Because our cats aren't just cargo.
Right.
They're living beings with feelings.
And anxieties just like us.
Exactly. And by recognizing that,
we can make travel a more positive experience for everyone.
Well said. I'm already thinking about my next trip with my cat.
Me too.
Yeah.
The Kitty Kiosk Cat blog is a must read.
Definitely adding it to my list. So that wraps up part two of our deep dive into stress-free cat travel.
We've covered pre-trip prep in transit tips.
And the importance of understanding your cat.
We're not done yet.
Stay tuned for part three, where we'll talk about dealing with those unexpected travel hiccups.
The ones that happen even with the best laid plans.
So welcome back to our deep dive into stress-free cat travel.
Part three.
We've talked about all the prep work.
Getting ready for the trip.
Understanding your cat.
Yeah, their personality, their stress signals.
But even with the best planning, sometimes things just happen.
Oh, yeah, those little travel hiccups.
A traffic jam? A flight delay?
Maybe your cat decides the carrier is now a litter box.
It happens.
It does, and it can throw everything off.
So how do we stay calm?
And keep our cats calm.
When things go wrong?
Well, flexibility is key.
Okay.
And remember all those essential items we talked about packing.
Food, water,
litter,
toys.
Having them handy can really save the day.
Right. It's not just about packing them.
It's about packing it smart.
Yeah, like a designated cat travel emergency kit.
Exactly.
There you go.
Collapsible bowl cleaning supplies.
You know? Oh, and that familiar smelling blanket.
Yeah, that can provide a lot of comfort.
When they're stressed.
Exactly. A little bit of home away from home.
Now, from your experience,
yeah,
what are some common stress signals cats show during travel?
Well, cats are pretty subtle.
Yeah.
You really got to pay attention to their body language.
Okay, so like what?
Excessive meowing or panting.
Hiding.
Trembling.
Yeah, dilated pupils.
Those are all signs of stress.
And sometimes even aggression.
Right. Some cats get defensive.
So what do we do if we see our cat is stressed?
First, try to figure out what's causing it.
Okay.
Is it a loud noise?
Maybe move the carrier.
Exactly. Or if it's motion sickness.
Make sure the carrier's stable.
Yeah. And well ventilated.
And we have to stay calm ourselves.
Absolutely. Cats pick up on our energy.
Big time.
So speak softly. Avoid sudden movements.
Maybe even cover the carrier with a blanket.
Yeah. Create a little den-like atmosphere.
A haven of peace.
I like that.
Now, if you're really worried about your cat's stress,
or if they have a history of anxiety during travel,
talk to your vet.
Yeah, they might recommend a calming supplement or something.
It's always good to have that professional advice.
Absolutely.
So as we wrap up this deep dive into stress-free cat travel,
I think the key takeaway here is observation.
Pay attention to your cat.
Their personality, their needs.
What works for one cat might not work for another.
Right. It's all about tailoring your approach.
And remember, the Kitty Kiosk cat blog is a great resource.
For all things cats.
So we hope you've learned some helpful tips.
And that you and your feline friend
are ready for your next adventure.
Safe travels, everyone.
With your furry companions.